Hi, this is a dictation for Kamon Robertson, Kamon Robertson. Date of birth is 8/8/1979. Date of accident is 3/14/2025. Date of service 9/26/2025. The patient presents for an evaluation, follow up visit today, and also an injection of epidural injection and shoulder injection to the left. His complaint starts from an alleged accident that happened on 3/14/2025. In this accident, patient was traveling as a driver near M59 Pontiac. When he was involved in a frontal head-on collision, as the other driver failed to yield on a blinking light, he suffered a lot of damage to his face, with multiple abrasions and bruises, bleeding, headaches, along with symptoms of vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, forgetfulness, disorientation. Began pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and left shoulder began. Some pain in the left knee also was reported. Patient has undergone 4 epidural injections until now, and he is due for another one today. He has also done 4 to 5 injections to the shoulder, trigger points, as well as the rotator cuff. And patient reports that his pain is remaining at 9, and ADLs are affected 10. Patient reports 70% improvement after these injections, and please mark the ADLs as follows. The general activity, normal work, and relationship with other people is 8. Mood and enjoyment of life is 9. Walking ability 7. In the system review, patient has a neurology and psych headaches, along with difficulty sleeping, tension, weakness, poor work, performance, lack of focus, anxiety, depression. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness of the neck, left shoulder, lower back, limited range of motions. In the pain, patient has a lower back pain, mid-back pain, upper back, neck pain. He has a shoulder pain also. On the left side, difficulty walking. No other symptoms. Additional issues, none. Substance abuse, alcohol, compliance history, full compliance. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 150 over 90, pulse is 85, pulse ox is 99. Rest of the exam is same as from previous visit of 9/11/2025, dictation number 0911-025. The plan is to do an injection for epidural injection lumbar, the steroid under fluoroscopy as the patient has agreed. Plan is to do a shoulder injection under fluoroscopy, left shoulder intraarticular. The plan is to do a injection of the tendon of supraspinatus and infraspinatus and subscapularis tendon on the left shoulder. The injection of LESI was done according to protocol. Medical indications are based on the findings of MRI, which show that the patient has damage to his lumbar spine with multi-disc involvement. Injection of the left shoulder was done as the MRI shows insertional tendinosis, the supraspinatus, infraspinatus, and subscapularis tendons. Patient has a superior labral sprain that will require intra-articular injection of the left shoulder. Each of these injections were done according to protocols. 5 cc steroid to the or dexamethasone was injected to the epidural system of lumbar spine under fluoroscopy. In the left shoulder also 5 cc of dexamethasone mixed with Marcan 0.5 was injected. For the tendons, we used 3 cc of dexamethasone with Marcan 0.5% and each of the three injections were done successfully under fluoroscopy. Patient tolerated procedure very well and walked out in stable signs. He was provided a pain relief by providing following medication, which is Mobic 7.5 mg two times a day for anti-inflammatory, Protonix 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Neurontin 600 mg twice a day for nerve relief, nerve pain relief, Lunesta 1 mg at night for sleep, Medigesic for headaches, and Lidoprovenant for topical pain relief. An EMG was ordered for this patient to do, and then patient will be seen in 15 days time. Percocet 10 over 325 every one pill a day in the morning was provided, 15 tablets to provide some relief in the pain. So far the patient is stable and he'll be seen in 15 days time. Thank you.